Today's daf is daf Lamed Tes. We are on the mission on the bottom of Lamed Chesem and Beis. The Mishnah says, "Hamoder hanoa michavero." A person makes a neder; he can't get hanoa from his friend. V'nichnas levakro, and he goes in to visit him. The friend is sick. Omed, so the individual has to stand. Avalo yoshi, but he's not allowed to sit. So I think the Gemara is going to address whose hanoa is aser. Who is it? The chola is aser to the mevaker. The mevaker aser to the chola. But the mevaker cannot sit. He could stand, but he may not sit down. He can heal him with a fuas nefesh, but he may not heal him with a fuas mamon. So what does that mean exactly? So he could heal him, that the individual himself he could heal, but he may not heal his property, his animals he may not heal. So that's the klal of this Mishnah. So the Gemara explains how going on top of Lamed Tes Amar Aleph. So the Gemara says, "B'mayaskin, what's the case of the Mishnah where when the Mevaker comes to visit the Chola, he could not stand, he could sit, he could only stand, but he may not sit? What's the case here?" So the Gemara says, "Bishenichne Mevaker Asun Al Chola." If it's where the Mevaker, the one visiting, that his property is forbidden to the Chola, I feel Yoshiv Nami. So when the Mevaker goes to visit the Chola, he should be able to sit. The property of the Chola in this scenario is completely mutter to the Mevaker. Let him sit down as well. If it's when the property of the Chola is forbidden to the Mevaker, and the Mevaker goes into this house where he can't get Hana, then Afilu Omed Nami Lo. Then he wouldn't able to be, he couldn't stand either.
But why is sitting considered Hana?
Why is sitting, you sit down there, you're comfortable, you're sitting down in a chair. No? What? It still could be considered hana. It's derech olam to eat also and drink. But it doesn't mean it's not hana.
You must eat and drink.
You also have to, you can't stand there your whole life. You have to sit also.
Exactly, that's the point.
No, so I'm saying just because it has.
Considered hana, you know.
No, just because you have to do it doesn't mean it's not hana. I have to eat to live. So it's still hana. I have to sit. It's hana still. Even though it's something I have to do. But the question is, why is Omed? Why would Omed be Usr? If, again, the Chola's property is Usr to me, I come in to visit the Chola, and I wouldn't even be able to stand. So why is it Usr? So look at Rashi. So the Ran, rather, let's look at the Ran. So the Ran says, the second Ran down, four lines from the top, if the property of the Chola is forbidden to the Mevaker, I feel only low, the Mevaker cannot even stand. He is getting Hana by walking through the property. Because of the mitzvah, it doesn't push off the Isser of getting violating the Isser Neder. And this goes like who? Remember who holds this way? The Drusus Regel is Asr? Yeah, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, he held that Drusus HaRegel is Aser. Even though the Chacham argued and said, that's not considered Hana. By me walking in your chatzir, by me walking in your house, that's not, what's the Hana there? Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov felt that even Viter, you know, even being mochel and a little piece of money, a little amount of money, or allowing someone to walk in my yard, Drusus HaRegel, even a small amount of Hana would be a violation. So the Gemara says, so what's the case here? Again, if it's that the Mevaker's property is usher to the Chola, so when I go visit the Chola, there's no problem here, because I can get Hana from his property. But if it's the reverse, where the Chola's property is usher to me, then I can't even stand, I can't even perform Drusus HaRegel. How am I able to visit him? So that's what the good question. So the Ran says the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim cannot be docha the iser. That's a great question. So why don't we say ase docha lo sase? What's this far? Very good question. Let's see what. So one cloud ase docha lo sase, it has to be in the Gemara Pesachim says. It has to be the same moment. The Gemara Shabbos also says it has to be the same time. Seemingly this is taking the same time, right? The moment you're mekayim the mitzvah, you're also being docha the iser. But it's possible to say that as you enter into the house, the Isser already begins there, but you haven't yet been performing the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim, maybe.
But the
you like this Piskei Tosfos, yes. Yeah. What does he say again? Yeah, I remember we quoted in the past, discussed it.
There's no problem with Be'inna. Meaning that if that's the only Be'inna, uh-huh, you can do it.
So it's considered elongated Be'inna.
Yeah,
so the question is, it's a great question. So let's see if anybody asks this question. Does a Rush ask us? No.
Because nobody really thinks that, you know, the Tamida, which, I'm not sure about Yeshiva, but Tamida is not really an A. Like we said, Rabbi Eliezer, that they. So So there's not the inyan aselot ase in regards to the amida to stepping on the property.
But we know. Right, but if we assume like Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov, so then there isn't. If we don't assume like him, then it's completely mut. Yeah. There's nothing to talk about. Okay.
That's why nobody speaks about it, because nobody thinks like him.
No, but the Gemara is assuming that way.
Did we say before there is a law that
anyone says? So lo yachal dvaro is an ase also. There's a mitzvah being mekayim the nether. Maybe that's the point. Ah, there is a mitzvah to be mekayim the nether. Okay, that would make sense then. An ase is only docha los ase, but it's not docha an ase vilos ase. Since the nether, there's an ase to keep the mitzvah. I believe there's an ase to keep the mitzvah and the nether. And there's also a los ase to not violate the nether. That's why maybe the ase wouldn't be docha. Let's just see if anybody addressed this directly. Nope, I'm not seeing anybody who addressing this. Okay, good question, but maybe it's something to do with that then. Okay, the Gemara said, so what is that exactly is the scenario of our Mishnah where the Mevaker could only come to stand and visit but may not come and sit and visit? So the Gemara explains, Amar Shmuel explains, Li'olam b'shinichseha Mevaker asur al-chola. Where me, I'm the Mevaker, I'm coming to visit the chola, and my property is asur to the chola. So I should be able to sit, seemingly, by me entering into his home. What's the problem with me sitting? I could get hung up from his property, it's just the reverse is not allowed. Uvimakom shenolin schar ala yeshiva veinolin schar ala hamida. So it's a case where they would take, if I were to have to take off to work to go visit my friend, even though he's sick, it's a strange concept, but, you know, I get paid well to work as my profession, so you have to pay me the $100 an hour that I'm missing out working in my job. So, to come visit, if I sit down, if I'm going to stay for a while, I'm coming, just stopping through quickly, I'm standing, I wish you were for Shlema, and that's it. So then there's no schar, but if I'm coming to sit down, that's where you receive schar. So that's the case. So, by me coming and visiting the chola, and my property is usher to him, so, let's see, and I guess if it's your mochel and the schar, I guess the case has to be, right? And normally he would have to pay me for coming to visit him if I sit down.
You're not sitting.
Sorry?
You don't sit down.
Right, but if I were to sit down, though, that would be usher. Why would that be usher? He should just pay me the schar. He pays me the schar, so it has to be a case where I'm mochel on the schar, and he's getting a benefit by not having to pay me for visiting him. Should but if you accept, if I accept the money, then it seems like you can sit, I would guess, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So was the last few words that
when he has no visitors, and somebody is guaranteed to be with him, he's sick, so as if he's a nurse. It's not like visit.
It's not just visiting, it's time to serve him. He's a nurse. Okay, yeah. He's an aide. Okay.
That's what
it says.
It's the
kafah for
the vaker
b'chinim. Tosa says... here you go. Right, there's a... b'makom shenolun schar al yeshiva. It says, that's why you can't visit him for free. If you were going to get paid for it, then it would be mutter. Ava b'amida de'ein olun schar aleha mutter b'chinim de mitzvah kavid. If it was... if it's an amida where you don't take any schar, no one took schar in the amida, it'd be mutter. Now, I'm not sure why Tosa adds in the mitzvah kavod.
It's mashma, it's not a mitzvah when you're getting paid.
We spoke about it yesterday a little bit, right? The other day we said, mentioned something like this about getting paid for something not necessarily a mitzvah. We touched upon that. So that's fascinating. But also, why do you need that svara though? 2 points. One is, it sounds like there's only mitzvah when you don't get paid. If you're doing it for money, then there's no mitzvah. That's number one. Number two is, okay, who cares that it's doing a mitzvah? Why is a mitzvah a reason to allow you to come? Once standing, there's no hana for me to stand and visit the chola, so why add in the svar of chola, of a mitzvah? So it sounds like even standing might be somewhat problematic in general, but a mitzvah could be docha that aspect of the amida. I'm not sure.
Then you go back to the original mitzvah.
Right, even the first friend had said something similar. It made my time of shor slave mishum de mevaker mitzvah and not fidel.
Which are the first round here? The omen my time is sharish le mishum de mevaker mitzvah de nafshe avid. did need a chol of misani mimele shari came in shekinah filu yoshunami isleil mishum mahayv taima. It sounds like even in the beginning, right, that omed you have to require only because it's a mitzvah do we permit you in the first place. If it's just a, let's say a person takes a neder from his neighbor and wants to go visit him, not because he's sick, just time to visit him, that seems to be a problem b'amida. Only if he's sick and then there's a mitzvah of bikur cholim, that's going to be doche. Once you go to the point of schar, so then that becomes more problematic. So your svara of the asa doche losase won't help anymore. It sounds like that the asa is doche losase when there's a mitzvah.
Yeah, so, obviously.
Okay, there's a lot, I guess there's a way to fine tune this a little bit more, but we're not going to do this now. Is this Ron say anything? No, okay, so let's go Viker now. The Gemara says, my Pascha, what's the, why are we distinguishing between this of Yeshiva versus Amida? So, how come Ashman has come to teach us the after b'makom shenolin tzchar al Yeshiva, by the Mishkal, al Amida lo by the Mishkal? Even in this place where they take tzchar, if someone comes to visit and help, act as a nurse by sitting down and being koveya, he needs to buy the mishkal, you have to take the money. But on the amida of coming to stand and doing a more temporary type of service, that he doesn't have to take the money. So let's see the Ran here. The Ran explains that filo makum shenolin tzchar yeshiva v'chule. Nearly, it appears to me, says the Ran, the hachi perusha, the ikatuch techem ichmir atman shlo lita tzchar af filo b'yeshiva. There are those who are machmir not to even take money for sitting down. To be a set nurse, they wouldn't take money in general. Even though it's mutter to take the money, I think it's talking in general, to take the money, or it's talking in a case of a neder. One second here. I have a little gears to change. Okay.
In general.
Yeah.
Because if you look together,
there's
something
that was some problems. Okay, let's see. So, even though he's mutter mishum de mitzvah biker daila b'amida,
he doesn't take the
star.
Why? Because.
I feel like amida. Yechmi atzman shelo litel tzchar afi al yeshiva. That sounds like in the case of a nether, no?
First line, it says, means even in those places where a person can scar for sitting, people still don't.
Okay, I see. The mitzvah bigger home, it's sufficient to be kind of mitzvah bigger home by a midah alone. And they don't want to take schar on doing a mitzvah. They don't want to take money for me doing a mitzvah. I want to do a mitzvah because I want to do the mitzvah, l'shem shemayim. So once it's enough to take to do the mitzvah standing, if I were to decide to sit, that's unnecessary for me to sit. So sitting is already something above and beyond the mitzvah, then in theory one may take schar, you're allowed to take schar on the sitting part, and they will not taint the mitzvah bikur chol. So what he's saying, we'll read inside in a second, when the Ran is saying there were certain places that were machmir not to take money even for sitting down, even though they were allowed to, but not to sit down unless they were to take money when they were standing up, because then taking money for the standing up would really undermine the performance of the mitzvah. So let's read that again in the Ran. The Ran says, nearly the hachi parusha, the ikaduch, there are certain places, shechmir al-asman, they're machmir on themselves, shelo lito schar fil b'yeshiva, not to take money even when they're sitting down and visiting. Even though it's mutter, mishum demitzis biker dial b'amida, since standing is enough for the to be kind of mitzvah of bikur cholim, but therefore sitting down is something extra. You could, in theory, take the extra money for sitting down. They're therefore machmir themselves not to take any money even for sitting, lest they take money for the standing as well. And those places, bein omid ben yoshev shari, the yeshiva nami lididu mitzvah. According in those places, one could even go visit the chola even to sit down, because they would never take any money. The issue here of the Modeh Hanah is only when the guy is saving some money. But here, in the place where he lived, in Woodmere, the very machmir, not to take money at all, even for yeshiva, so then a chola can be, it's rather a mevaker, can go to a chola, even though the chola can't get Hanah from him, because he's not paying in this case. Ella, afiba makom, not only that, but even in a place where they're not machmir, and they were willing to take money on schar of sitting, but on the amida, you're not allowed to take any money because it's a mitzvah, and for a mitzvah, you can't take any money. Umishim Hachi concludes the Ran, Pasuk Tana, that's why the Tana was so decisive. Tani Nichas Bakra Omid Bechuliduchta de Mitzuk Avid V'idach Memele Mitzani. That's why the Paskin, when it comes to Amida, across the board, that you're allowed to stand up to go visit. Aval lo yoshe bechuli duchta, but it comes to sitting down. Not all places are you permitted to go visit sitting down. The b'makum shein machmir na'atzman b'yeshiva leka mitzvah. The places are not machmir by sitting down, meaning they would take money if they were to sit down to visit. Then there's no mitzvah that you're doing. V'nimsa chola chayi b'tzchara, and the chola has to pay the money. Uch she'enu nota mimenu klum, in a place where they wouldn't take money for the yeshiva, they do this for free, completely shem shemayim, then nimsa, it's still the same case, uch she'enu nota mimenu, and when the vavakar were not to take money from the chola in that place, nimsa mahano, it turns out that the chola is getting hana from the mevaker. But in a case, I'll add, in a case, situation or a place where they would not take money even for the yeshiva, so then in a chanami, the mevaker can go sit down to visit the chola because there's no hana on the side of the chola. Okay.
So if you get paid to do something that would otherwise be a mitzvah, you've lost your mitzvah.
That's what it sounds like. It's an amazing thing. I'm trying to think of examples as we go through this. It comes up very much for teaching. In teaching, but we already discussed how teaching it's really for the schar shimo or the schar batala or things like that. Preparation. What are other things? Let's say a doctor. Let's say a doctor. There's a discussion. The Gemara says, and where is it? I remember Baba Kama. There's a mitzvah of refuah. The mitzvah to refuah, so doctors get paid for it. Does that mean a doctor doesn't get this schar, does not get a mitzvah of refuah since he gets paid for it? Or do you say he's getting paid for it? No, the money gets paid, it's schar batala.
Yeah, you can use that rationale there too.
Right. So you can always use that rationale.
There's mani b'chinah.
Right, exactly. So, so you have to once you throw that svar around, it's always my schar batala.
Right. I have 10 years of training.
Right, exactly. I need to pay my loans back. So, I guess when else would there be schar? Let's see. When else would a person take money for doing a mitzvah?
This is the Ron's going to talk about that next time.
Okay. Fine, let's keep going then. So, the Gemara says, Ibai Samam. Another suggestion as to the case of the Mishnah. Remember, we were struggling to know when the Mishnah was talking about that the Mevaker can stand, but he may not sit. So the Gemara answers, Yibai Zema, Kid the Rabbi Shimon ben Eliakim, Gzeira Shema Yisha Bamida, Hachanami Gzeira Shema Yisha B'Yeshiva. So what was the context of Rabbi Shimon ben Eliakim? So hopefully the Ram will fill in. So the Ram does. He says, L'kaman B'Pirkin, later on in Daf Membez, in a few days from today, Hachi Kamar, Dina Demasisin B'Chula Duchthi Isa, our Mishnah is talking about any case. Even in a place where you don't take any schar, they had a certain practice, which I imagine is pretty much common globally now, that people go visit and they would sit down even, and no one takes money for that. Even in those situations, it's still forbidden to sit. Why? Even though Mikra didn't, one can stand and one could even sit down to visit. There's a concern he might sit. He's going to sit beyond his need, beyond the need of the chol. He's there to. We're going to. I think this is the next, if not today, but in the next few days. This is the sugya of Bikur Chol is found in Maseches Nedarim right here, and the few purposes why a mevaker goes to visit a chola. And the Ron, I think, lays out three reasons. It's either because to give what he needs. It could be medicine. It could be just food. It could be to give him some support, moral support, emotional support. And the third reason is simply to daven for him. When he's there, to a special din of davening for the chola in his presence. So if a person is staying more than he ready, he gave him what he needed. He ready davened. And he ready, he gave him that emotional support. So he stays there for extra time. That's now unnecessary. That's no longer the keem. There's no longer mitzvah bikur chol anymore. So the concern, if he sits, he might stay yosim michtei atzarach more than it's needed. Ubichi agavna. In this case, bakula duchte. In any case, any place, less lehem mevi dehachi b'la'agri. You can't. Once you're sitting beyond that, you can no longer stay there without getting any rent, without getting hired. Av abamida lo gazirin. But a person standing, there's no concern. There's no gzera shem yisha. He might stay a bit longer. Dechemin shata matzrichul amod is lehekera. Since he's standing up, there's a heker, and if he goes beyond his need, he'll be reminded. Wait a second. I need to get out of here. I already did what I needed to do. And since he's standing, he might leave. We'll get to that sugi in a few days. He isn't really previous to what he's talking about. But the idea here is, at least this application is, that the reason why you can't sit down is because there's a concern you might stay more than you're supposed to stay. Standing up to visit the chola is of no concern that you'll do that. Gemara now says halfway down, Ula Amar Li Olam. Ula gives another suggestion as to why the Mishnah is mechalik between a yeshiva and a midah. Ula Amar Li Olam b'shenichse chola asurin al hamavakir. Really, it's the opposite now. It's really where the property of the chola is asur to the mevakir. The previous case was the mevakir's property was asur to the chola.
But the mevakir came to the chola, so why?
Because
why
the schar. No, it wasn't because the chola would have to pay money to the mevakir, and the mevakir was mochel on it. So the chola is now saving money he would have otherwise paid. But now it's the opposite. Now it's where the property of the chola is forbidden to the mevakir. So the Gemara said before, so that's why the mevakir certainly couldn't sit down, because sitting down on the couch and the chair is going to be hana.
So if there's no money involved, so it's okay.
Exactly. Right. If everything's bechinam, according to that, at least the first answer is okay. The second answer, we said it's still a problem to sit down because sitting down might lead to staying there more than needed. That was the second answer. Now the third answer is that it's the opposite again, where the chola's property is also the mevakir. So if I'm going to visit the chola, I certainly can't sit down because sitting down is definitely going to be hana. The Gemara had to have me know that even standing up would be a problem because standing up, we said drusus regel is a iser hana as well, at least according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. So what's pshat? Ula says, so Ula Amar again, liolam bishenichse chola asur al mevakir. Really, where the property of the chola is asur to the mevakir. Uchigon de lo adre min chiyuse. Where he didn't take a nether on chiyuse, on things related to life. So what does that mean? So the Ran explains, Ula Amar liolam bishenichse chola asur al mevakir. Vechitem im kein afil omin litaser. Oh, if you're going to say, wait a second, like we said before in the Gemara, if the property is usher to me, the mevakir, I can't even stand. I can't even walk into his house. Says the Ran, Mishum delo adre min chiyusa kolomer dimistama chola ki adre mevakir. When the chola made the nether that the mevakir can't get any enough from me, lo adre bimilsa de tarchile. He seemingly didn't ask for anything that he needed as the chola would need for himself. Ki hacha she chola nehenem bimenem bikuro. He prohibited the property, but if it was something that the chola needed, he needed some help because he was sick. Seemingly, he didn't create that iser, and therefore the amida would to come to visit and to help him out. That would be permitted. That wasn't part. That was not built in the original nether.
Or maybe it wasn't chole at the time of the nether, so it doesn't count.
So maybe it's an ones. Maybe it's ones. He didn't think about it, perhaps.
No, it was or, fine. And instead, I hate you. Don't step into my property. Okay. And now he's became chole.
So is that
katsara?
So are you saying differently here? I mean, the Gemara says that he had in mind. What you're saying, he didn't have in mind even.
He didn't have in mind to be sick.
And so, and therefore what?
Therefore, he doesn't think that, oh, if I'm sick, he needs to visit me, and if I need to visit me, he needs to stand to sit down, and and then it's against my nether.
Okay, so you're just saying, so the way that I understood the Gemara is that he seemingly had in mind, if it's something I needed, that wouldn't be part of the nether. You're saying he didn't even think about that.
No.
Since he didn't think about it, same similar idea, but.
Yeah.
Why does the Gemara? Why are you assuming that the Gemara assumes that he had to have that in mind? I think it's just assuming that everybody has in mind. I think another. I hate you. I don't want you. I don't want anything else. But if I'm you know hanging onto the bridge and about to fall off with one hand, I expect you to pull me up. I didn't think of that. When I made the nether, but it's obvious right. That I want you to save
my life. I guess that the difference is whether or not you have to have in mind those extreme situations, or those extreme situations are not needed to have in mind. And both of you are saying that you don't need to. No one thinks of those cases. But Mistama, as the Ron says, seemingly he didn't answer those extreme cases. Okay.
Which is exactly what you're saying.
Okay. I'm just looking at the Rush and the Tosos on the side. Okay. The Gemara says now. Okay, the Gemara now says, Mesiv, asks a question. Chalahu. I skipped. If that's the case, I feel Yoshiv Nami. So if that's the case, so he should even be permitted, the Mavaka should even be permitted to sit down and to give him and to aid him and assist him in any way he needed. Ha after b'amida. Now, since it's possible to do it in a way which is less hana, namely standing, that's why we say standing, but sitting wouldn't be okay. To ask the Gemara now, Meisive chalahu nichas levakro. If he gets sick, the person could come visit him. Chal b'no. If the son of the mudar gets sick, shu'alo b'shuk. You could, if you see the father in the shuk, you could ask him, "How's your son feeling?" So Bishma Ula, this all makes sense according to Ula, the Amar Bishinikhse Chola Asun al Mavakar, where the property of the Chola is forbidden to the Mavakar, Ukigon de lo adre min chiusa shapir, and where it's the case where he didn't take a nether on all cases, on extreme cases, on life threatening cases, he didn't take a nether. That's why the mevaker could visit the sick. That's why the mevaker could ask about the sick son, the son who's sick. El Shmuel, according to Shmuel, the Amar, b'shenichse mevaker asuna halachola. The property of the mevaker is forbidden to the chola. Maishna hu maishna b'no. Why is there a distinction between the father and the son? Wait a sec. When we say we can ask the son how, ask the father how the son's doing, let's get this. Let's look at the Ran here. The Ran says, "Meisi vechalahu nichalahu nichnas levakro." Hainu dechani bein hu levano. This is the difference between the son and the father. Dechalahu nichnas levakro mishum demistama minchiuto leadre. When the father himself is sick, you could go visit him. When the mother himself is sick, when the mother is sick, so then you could go visit him because he mistama didn't take hana. Think another on his life-threatening situation. The chol b'no, but when his son is sick, shoal b'shuk, you could only ask him in the shuk how his son's doing. Aval eino moter likarnish lebeis, you can't enter the house to assist the son. Daf shudafilu minachiusa debrei adre. It's possible they did take another on his son's life.
No, I think that because the fact that he's somebody to take care of the son.
You could say the same thing about the father, though. The father's taking care of the son. Let's say the father's not equipped to. He's not a doctor.
What about a doctor? Visit, nurse.
Right. But that's not the Ron's not saying that. The Ron's not saying because the father could take care of him. It's saying because he seemingly that he
now that not became secondary.
Right.
It's not the ego. That's what it says.
And v'chin, keep reading the Ron now. V'ha muchacha. This has to be the case. When we say from his own life he didn't take a nether, Mistama, he said this, even though he didn't articulate this, this is certainly his assumption. If you need it to be articulated explicitly, Akadi Kashalula, Maishahu Maishna Bano, E Parish Mitrayo Shari, Elo Parish Mitrayo Asr. So it can't be where he was explicit about this. It must be this is the implication. So when it comes to Stam, we assume that the assumption's there with respect to himself and not with respect to his son. So we can understand again, if it's back to the Gemara now, if it's a case, so according to Ula, who says the property of the Chola is usher to the Mavaker, so the Mavaker could only come into the property of the Chola when it's coming to the Chol himself took the nether, because he, Mishama, didn't take a nether in his own life. But when the son is sick of the Madir, then you cannot enter in, because seemingly the nether does apply even to the Chiyus of the son. But now back to the Gemara, Elo l'Shmuel, according to Shmuel, that were b'shenich se mevaka asun al ha-chola. When the mevaka's property is asur to the Chola, Maishna hu Maishna b'no, I can enter into the guy's house, regardless of the father or the son, let me go in. It's just the only issue here is the issue of schar. Or the issue of me staying a little bit longer, but there should be a difference between the father and the son. So Amr Lecha Masisin Bishinikse Mvaka Asun La Chola. Braisa Mishinikse Chola Asun La Mvaka. There's not a problem. Shmuel says there are two different scenarios. Our Misha that I spoke of, says Shmuel, is referring to when the property of Mvaker, when me being with Mvaka, that property is Usr to the chola. In that case, I could stand, but I can't sit. I can't give him more nada than he's supposed to get. And I could also visit his son if his son is sick. This braisa is the opposite. This braisa is a situation where the chola's property is usher to me. So I can only go in if the chola himself is sick, because that wasn't part of the nether. But if the chola's son is sick, that is part of the nether, then I may not go in. And that's the distinction according to Shmuel. The mission and braisa are two different scenarios. Seem troubled of it, no?
Yeah.
No, just processing, absorbing.
He agrees to the concept of Adre Minchiusa, Lo Adre Minchiusa.
Yeah, exactly. That's a great point. He agrees to that. So the question then becomes, so once he's willing to say that in the Braisa, that's Adre Minchiusa, Lo Adre, why does he say that in the Mishnah as well? To just be consistent. That's a good question.
Adam's only asking questions.
But that's what the... look at the Ran here. See the Ran around eight lines up from the bottom. Amar Lecha. So Amar Lecha Shmuel. Shmuel's response is in Vada de Brisa mitokme b'shinichse chol asur al mevaka. Okay, I agree that it's Brisa, where there's a distinction between the father and the son, is when the property of the chol is forbidden to the mevaka. The Modina b'tayim adidach. I agree to your svara of the mistama michus al adre. That's very much I agree to. V'amina nami tfei minach. I say further though. Da'afilu miyeshiva la'adre, even from the yeshiva he didn't take a nether. But I think further though. When it comes to that case where he said he didn't take a nether on his own chiyusa, in that case even yeshiva would be permitted. And that's the reason why you couldn't say our Mishnah, who made a distinction between Amida and yeshiva, our Mishnah couldn't be that case of where chiyusa la'adre. Okay. Din halacha, he has a psak halacha here. Wow, quite a long one here. Okay, let's not go through this round. He's a long Indian halacha. And the bottom line, the last line of Lamed Tes and Aleph, the Gemara says, my Pascha. So what exactly is the distinction? Why exactly did Shmuel distinguish between these two cases? Maybe the Gemara is going to say this explicitly now. Amar Rava, Rava says, Shmuel masnisim kashyase. He had a problem. There's apparently a difficulty within the Mishnah. What was that difficulty? My yir yedetani omen of alo yeshiva. Why the Mishnah say only standing is permitted but not sitting? Shmamina the nichsim bevakas tuna lachala. Comes to teach me the fact that it made such a distinction. I guess that's the Ran filled in. If you the Ran explained that according to Shmuel, if you hold michiusa lo adre, that if it came to his life-threatening situation, there's no nether, then there should be no distinction between Amid and Yeshiva. So why then did the Mishnah distinguish? So that's what Gemara explains. It must be that it's a case where the Mevakesh property is usher to the Chola, and then you get to the whole discussion of taking Schar for coming to visit, and so on and so forth. Okay. Okay, the Rashi, by the way, the Mefarish, gives a different reason as to why Shmuel doesn't hold the Mishnah like that. He thinks it's just a Shinui Dechikat. It's a very weak answer to say the Mishnah is a case of the Michius HaLo'adre. I'm not sure why it's any weaker than saying the Brisa is that case. Okay, the Gemara now says, three lines from the top. Amar Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish says, Remez Lebikur Cholim in HaTor Minayin. What is the hint? Where is the hint at all to Bikur Cholim in the Torah? Shinemar, the Pasuk tells us in Bamidbar, it looks like around Parsha Korach, I don't remember exactly which Parsha this is. Okay. It's Korach? Yeah, okay. Your Bal Korach, you said somewhat, right? Is that your Parsha?
No, Parsha Asmer.
Oh, yeah? Okay. So if Pasuk says again, Im Kamos Kol Adam Yimusun Eila Upukudas Kol Adam Yipakeid Aleim Lo Hashem Shlachani. So, okay. Eva, that's what the Moshe said tonight to Korach. If they die like a regular death, like any other people, so then Hashem didn't send me. But if they die a unique type of death, namely the ground opening up, then that would be a proof that me, Moshe Rabbeinu, I am correct, and not Korach.
Let me show you.
So my Masha, what is this? What's the implication here of this pasuk? What does Bikur Cholim have to do with anything here?
Yes.
So Amar Rava, Im Kamos Kol Adam Yimusin Elu Ela Shehein Cholin Umolin Barisasan Ubni Adam Mivakrin Osan. So Rav explains, he says, if they die like anybody else, whereby they are sick, and they're being placed in, we saw some are literally, I think, cribs, you usually say that cribs, but here, I guess, beds, and the people are coming to visit them, and what do people say? They say, Hashem didn't send this to you, this is just a natural death, this wasn't a special death. That's how Rav is interpreting this. Am I not doing justice to this explanation here? So that, look at the Ran. The Ran explains here. You see the Ran, Ubnei Adam Mivakrin Osan. It's much further down than where we are in the Gemara. Ubnei Adam Mivakrin Osan. V'hainu dechsev upkudas kol Adam yifakid aleim. That's what the Pashup Shah means. Pkudas, the Lashon yifakid, pakad, means to appoint, to assign, to count. So Mivakid, it's a similar Lashon to upakad, to go visit. So that's the Pashup Shah in the Gemara. Not Pashup Shah, but that's how he's interpreting the Pasuk. That lets you read the Pasuk inside now. Kamos kol Adam yimusin elu. If the person dies a regular death, upkudas kol adam yipakeid, and people go visit them, aleim lo Hashem shlachanim. Hashem did not send them if they died a natural death. So we see from here a hint to Bikur Cholim.
Why did he choose the pasuk with Avraham and Hashem came visit? That's their source,
right? Well, it doesn't say in the psukim that he came to visit because of Bikur Cholim. He came to visit him, right? Rashi, right? So it could be called Matan Torah, maybe. It's not the source. It is. We see from there. The Medrash tells us that Makarish Baruch Hu did Bikur Cholim, and we're supposed to do it as well. Let's see.
Only once we know the concept of Bikur Cholim, that's how we're able to interpret that.
Bring her in. Oh,
Absolutely. Well, we don't see great use of grammars like that stuff, and then how the Nash didn't count that big.
Okay, I'm not seeing anybody ask your question.
Okay.
This is good. Here, listen to this. It might help you a little bit. The Tver Tzion, I don't know who that is, asks why the Torah only hinted at the concept of Bikurchon but didn't have it explicitly written as a mitzvah. He says, because Mipnei she Yisrael nahagu ba'af kol matan Torah, Mipnei midoseyan hakadoshim shem rachamim b'nei rachamim. He always had such a midah kol matan Torah, so it's unnecessary to write it explicitly. This is part of our mitzvah, this is part of our nature. Therefore, it was only hinted at. So a ride from that is, from, you know, with the Kadosh Baruch Hu and the Bikur Cholam, that this is just part of our Mesorah, and there's no need to explicitly...
But here, Pagadeti, Pudim Pukudat, it's Lashon Kashe. It's Lashon, usually for punishment, that when you pocket someone, so you pocket Lashon Makbid.
Right, but not always, though. It says, Upaket Hashem Esara, then he remembered her, and she had a Yitzchak. So the difference, it's not only for negative. That's what I'm saying. It's to remember, to point to. So the Rambam writes, by the way, the mitzvah of Bikur Cholam is a mitzvah derabanan only. It's included under the larger rubric of Avavta L'Recha Kamocha. He says in Hilchos Avel, his whole discussion of all the different Gmilus Chasadim are under the category of Avavta L'Recha Kamocha.
What?
That's also right, but in terms of minyan hamitzvos,
how can you do with the Shabbos and after the Hakamach, what's the tefillin or anything else?
What does he say?
It's slim.
Okay.
It's beautiful. And the Chassidim says Kamucha Mamash. It's not just, you know, it's not a nice word. It's Mamash. Same that you love yourself, you can love your. How can it be? And also, meaning another question.
Okay.
So bring it, really, really nice.
You should give a shiur once on it.
Yeah.
Okay, the Rambam quotes from the Bahag. The Bahag held that Mitzvah Bikur Cholam is a mitzvah deraisa. It's counted as one of the 613 mitzvahs. He addresses this in the beginning of Sefer Mitzvahs in the Shirashim as to why that's not the case. Okay, so back to the Gemara now. The Gemara says, that's the Remez. So in Darish Rava, Rava's Darishing, in Bria Yivra Hashem, continuing on the Pesukim, in Karach, in Bria Yivra Hashem, if a Kadosh Baruch Hu creates a new Bria, in Bria Gehenim Mutav Tiyah, Im lav yivra Hashem. How do you read that? So let's see the Ran here. There's a Ran here. Okay, again, the positive is im bria yivra Hashem. If Hashem creates some new creation here, so why does it say yivra? In Bria Gehenim, if he already created Gehenim, Mutav Tiyet, it should be a punishment. In Lav, if he didn't create it yet, Yivra Hashem, he should create it. That's how you read it. In Bria Yivra. If he Bria, in Bria, comma, if he created it, great. If he didn't create it, Yivra Hashem, Hashem should create it. That was what Moshe was saying. Ain't is that true that Gehenim hadn't been created yet? Moshe Rabbeinu had a hot meeting, maybe it wasn't created yet? The Hatani, the Brisa tells us that Shiva Dvarm Nivru Kodem Shin Nivra Olam. There are seven things, the Gemara Pesachim Osef, if you remember in the fifth parak, that there are seven things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created before the world was actually created. Eloheinu, Torah, Tshuva, Gan Eden, Gehenim, Kisei HaKavod, Beis HaMikdash, Ushmo Shem Mishiach. These seven things. And what are they? How do we know this to be true?
Saying the name of Mashiach.
The name of Mashiach, yeah.
The name, what the Gemara says, what's
the Gemara at the end of Sanhedrin Perek Chelek says, I think there's two different opinions. One opinion says it's Menachem, and the other one, I don't remember.
Menachem Mendel.
And the it doesn't say Mendel, it's Menachem.
Yeah.
I think it might have the full name even, and then it has another name also.
They know even the name.
Yeah, I'm not sure what that means even, but yeah, I believe that Menachem is one of them.
It says here that the name of something is describes the quality of that object, of that person. So it doesn't.
Where is that the Gemara?
The end of a Chelek. Does it quote the Gemara here?
Sanhedrin.
Show me that, I want to see that.
Okay, I'll bleed out there, I'll look for it. They call the Gemara by the names. They just say the names is just shows a certain quality, but not necessarily the actual name.
The Ra'al explains that the name of something is its unique quality. So this quality preceded creation, not the actual person.
Okay, but still the name, but that the quality, not the name.
So the person has to be a
Menachem.
Aha. Uh-huh. Doesn't mean his name could be David.
Uh-huh. Okay. What do you think?
I don't think so.
Okay, so how do we know that these were the seven things that were created before the creation of the world? So the Gemara says, Torah dechsiv Hashem kanani reishis darko. And Hashem said, I acquired, let's see, what's the whole pasuk here? Do we need all the drushes here? How do you know kanani refers to Torah? I'll just use the side here, much easier. This somehow there's a reference to the Torah, and so again, Torah dechsiv Hashem kanani, Reishis Darko was in the beginning, before the world was created, the Torah was created. Tshuva dechsiv b'terem harim yuladu v'tichol el v'gomer eretz v'seivel, that before the creation of the world, the pasuk tells before the mountains were born or were created.
Well, it doesn't continue the
pasuk because
only get it.
Exactly. Tashiv. And then it says Tashiv Enosh Adaka, and they say Tshuva, then you should do Tshuva. As an interesting aside, I once saw in a sefer, it's a big inning that Hanukkah is a big inning of Tshuva. We really know the process of Tshuva starts Elul. So Elul, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. And then we know in a deeper level, then Hoshana Rabbah is another level of an Alpi Kabbalah. And then in the deeper, deeper level, many people don't know this, Hanukkah is actually the final chance of the real Chasimah, the Chasimah of the Yom HaDin of Tshuva. So they point to this remez here. It says, Teshuv Anosh Adaka Tshuva. Ah, there's 74 days from Rosh Hashanah until Hanukkah. Hanukkah is on Chaf Hei, Daka, Dalet Chaf Aleph is Gematria Chaf Hei. So Tshuva Adaka, you really have up until Hanukkah to do Tshuva. And a lot of Ramazan, by the way, to that point of Tshuva being complete on Hanukkah. It's not very well known, though. Okay. Gan Eden, the Chesed Haino Gan Eden is before the Kodim Matim Torah, before the creation of the world. The Chesed Vayita Hashem Elokim Gan Be'eden Mikedem, from before Gan Eden already existed. Gehenim, which is why we need this Brisa. Gehenim was created before the world was created. The Chesed Ki Aruch Me'esmol Tifta. I had organized from yesterday Tifta, and I guess this has to do with Gehenim.
Mosef Rashi says, "Kol ha-misfata yitzro lo falsham."
Aha, it's the Yitzhara, I guess, some negative
Someone
persuasion.
Persuaded, of course, by the Yitzhara.
Aha. Okay, this is a reference to Gehenim. Kisei HaKavod, how do you know the Kisei? The Kisei HaKavod was created before the world. Dechsev Nachon Kisecha Me'oz, that this the Kisei was proper, was fit, Me'oz, from ready before. And Beis HaMikdash, Dechsev Kisei Kavod Marom Merishon. The Kisei Kavod Merom, from above, from the beginning. So this Kisei Kavod, this would have been a... How do you know this refers to the Beis HaMikdash here? Oh, the end of the pasuk. If we knew Yirmiya, we know that the pasuk says Makom Miktashenu. It says in the end of the pasuk Makom Miktashenu, which tells us that the Beis HaMikdash was also, whatever that means, before the creation of the world. Doesn't mean the actual Beis HaMikdash, probably means the Beis HaMikdash Shalmala. And then it says finally Shemel Shel Mashiach. How do we know the name of Mashiach was ready before pre-existed the world? Dechsev Yihi Shemo Liolam, that the name of Mashiach should be forever, eternally, even before the creation of the world.
Inon
Shemo.
Inon is the Shemo.
That's the name of Mashiach, not Menachem. I made that up.
Yeah.
Sure.
Confused. That's what it says.
I'm telling you, that might be the other one. I'm telling you.
Says the Sanhedrin, what you mentioned, Sadik Chet, Samud Bet, Inon.
Yeah, we'll look it up afterwards.
Yeah,
it does, right? So I thought the
Gemara Sanhedrin.
Ah, you remember that.
There's another name also. That's the other name, I guess.
One of the reasons that Chabad went so crazy.
Oh, yeah?
But that's the other name, I guess. But I'm not sure why they didn't quote that one. Menachem.
I think there was more than that, too.
Yeah, could be. So what was the name they said?
Inon.
Inom, Aleph?
No, Yud, Nun, Vav, Nun.
Yud, Nun, Vav, Yinom.
Inon, Shemo.
No. Okay, so Yinom, and
it's
close to Yoni. Maybe it's me. So, Menachem, Yinom, okay, we'll see what else is there. Tzadi Chesam and Beis, you said? Very good. Fine. Says the Gemara first. So the question is that, Gehenim, Moshe Rabbeinu was saying, Im Bria Yivri Hashem, if Hashem already created Gehenim, great, the Gehenim, let Gehenim open up and have Korach Ba'adasa fall. If not, Yivri Hashem, let Hashem create Gehenim now. So how could Moshe Rabbeinu think that maybe Gehenim wasn't created? Gehenim was one of the seven things that was created before the world. So the Gemara says, Ela Hachi Kamar. What it means to say is, I Ivri Le Pumamutav. If the opening opens up here, fantastic. Vimlo, if the opening is not here, and we want to, there are several places in the world where the Gehenim has a gate to Gehenim. One of them is in Gei Ben Hinnom. There's a little valley right below, outside the old city. If you go down near Shar Ashba, I think, there's a you know, when you walk from there to like the Inbal, you know, like the snake path, you go down the snake path, and then
doesn't matter, one of the Sharim.
Right down there, there's a deep valley, and it's apparently that's what we call Gei Ben Hinnom. That's one of the gates to Gehenim, the Gemara tells us. So there are a few of these gates. So Moshe says, if the gate of Gehenim is right here in the Midbar where we are, fantastic, let the gate just be open. V'ilav, if not, if there's not the gate of Gehenim, if there's not the gate of Gehenim, so im lo, Yivra Hashem, Hashem should create the opening right here. V'haksiv, doesn't the pasuk say, Ein kochad ha-shachas ha-shemesh? Nothing new. You can't create anything new. Everything was created once before, and it just continues to exist. Hachi kamar, what he means to say is, I-hacha la-mikrav puma, l-hacha li-karif. If the puma is not close by, the entrance isn't close by, then let it be brought closer here. Not creating something new, just somehow move the gate closer. Gemara says, Darish Rava, Rava says, Darshans, Vamile, others say it's Amar of Yitzchak, my dikse, what does the pasuk mean when it says, Shemesh Yerech Amad, oh wow, it's already 6:51. Shemesh Yerech Amad Zulo Shemesh, where's the pasuk here? Again, Shemesh Yerech Amad Zula. Oh, okay, this is going to get in some deep chagiga stuff. Okay, it's going to be hard to understand this. Yerech Bezvul, what does that mean, the moon in Zvul? Would it have the interpret the word Zvul by a border or something, or? Okay, it's
a place that has a capital.
A name of a place, okay.
Which is the fourth of the seven heavens.
Okay, that's what he's going to say, okay. My Bayin, what's it needed for? Vahabrukia Kivia. Isn't it in the Rekia, this Zvul, or maybe the Yareach, I guess? Melamed Shemesh, Sha'alu Shemesh V'Yareach Mirkia L'Zvul. That the sun and moon went from the Rekia up to Zvul, which is a higher level. The Amru Lufanov, they said to Ribbono Shalom, Emata Osa Din Leben Amran, Anu Meirin. If you do Din to Ben Amran, which of course Moshe Rabbeinu, then we'll illuminate the world. Vimlav Ein Anu Meirin Beoso, Ein Anu Meirin. If you don't give Din to Moshe Rabbeinu, we will not illuminate. Now, a Din on what? So he says, the Ran says, referring to the Machlokas or Shakorach, that seems that they sided with Korach, which is a fascinating thing. Not didn't mean the property, not yeah. Not to give him punishment.
Yeah, to give him punishment.
To give not to give Moshe Rabbeinu punishment.
No.
I see. Yes. Which is fascinating. So that, I guess Hamin is that Kadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't have necessarily protected Moshe Rabbeinu had not been for the sun and the moon, whatever that means. So. Both Hashem, that moment, Yarabahan Chitun v'Chanitos. He started shooting at them arrows and what's Chanitos? Spears, maybe?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Who, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was shooting at them?
Yeah.
Okay. So, Amr, this is your type of Gemara here.
Yeah.
So, Amr Lahem, B'chol Yom V'Yom Mishtachim Lachem, V'atem Irim, B'chvodi Lo Mechisem, B'chol Basar Adam Mechisem. So, I understand, every single day, people are bowing down to you, and you're still illuminating the world. And you didn't care about my own kavod? Now suddenly, the b'chod basar v'dam Moshe Benu, you're starting to be moch against me. B'chod yom v'yom yorim behem chitzin v'chanisos u'meirin shenemar lor chitecha yehelchu. And every single day, they shoot arrows and spears, and you illuminate. What's that last line saying? That part of the continuation.
Because you. What are we saying?
So now the response is, now the sun and moon no longer illuminates until Kadosh Baruch Hu shoots arrows at them and forces them to illuminate the world. So again, I'm not sure what's going on here exactly of what a Kadosh Baruch Hu, why he wouldn't have protected Moshe Rabbeinu in the first place.
That's nothing, and he doesn't say that.
So what was the need for the sun and moon to come up?
That it just give chizuk, not because, I mean, just to stand for the side of Moshe, but the Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't say that, oh, you're not mechabed me, you're chabed Moshe. He said, go away, you do your job.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, the Gemara says, should we stop here? Okay, we'll stop here. Maybe we can pick up from tomorrow. It seems like a quick daf tomorrow. So maybe
Tomorrow's a holiday.
Tomorrow's a holiday, July 3rd, 4th. But 3rd.
July 4th?